Blog Talk Radio.
Amendment was ratified. On this day also,
Leon Trotsky was dismissed as head of the Red Armies. We have a little tape of Trotsky. His great nephew is Bronstein, Phil Bronstein, who was former editor of the San Francisco, the old Hearst San Francisco Examiner. He went to the Hearst newly bought San Francisco Chronicle, and actually on this day also, the San Francisco Chronicle was started by two Dutch Jews. I don't know if they practiced, the De Young brothers, and how they started the paper was a little sheet, and they collected dirt on prominent people, and then went to those individuals and said, if you don't want us to print the dirt, pay us off. So the paper that started with extortion, and they're still making mistakes today. Also on this day, Benny Goodman in 1938 refused to play at Carnegie Hall because some of his black musicians were discriminated against and they weren't allowed in. The same situation happened with Marian Anderson, who was going to sing at the Daughters of the American Revolution Hall in Washington, D.C., and Eleanor Roosevelt said, okay, well, we'll make arrangements for you to sing at one of the monuments. I think it was the Lincoln or the Washington Monument. It's all a stupid discrimination. And this is interesting. In 1941, also, another advance for black people, the War Department, which later became the U.S. Department of Defense, they started the first Army Air Corps program for black wannabe pilot cadets. And also in 1941, I didn't get a chance to look this up, but we'll get into it on Wednesday. Vice Admiral Bellingham, I don't know anything about him, he warned also that Pearl Harbor was going to be attacked. we had was General Billy Mitchell also said this at his court-martial, and he got into trouble. This was the founder of the father of the modern United States Air Force. And he was court-martialed and forced out of the military. Also on this day, we had the only civilian to be appointed a general in the U.S. Army, a guy by the name of William Knudsen. I'll check him out. I didn't get a chance. And then in 1951, the Viet Minh, later called the Viet Cong, attacked Hanoi, which is in South Vietnam. Also, on this day, in 1953, after they overthrew the last Sultan of Egypt, Farouk, the two generals, Naguib and Nasser, were the power brokers in Egypt, and Nasser later forced out General Naguib. But anyway, they banned all the political parties, and it seems that history has come full circle because the Muslim Brotherhood has gained ascendancy when they overthrew the last president of Egypt. He was also a general in the Egyptian Air Force. And then in 1961, and this is still relevant today, the British discovered that there was a Russian spy ring operating in Britain, and these people were Burgess, McLean, who were in the British Foreign Office. They had Kim Philby, also in the Foreign Office. Then they had Klaus Fuchs, who was a German scientist working on Britain's atomic bomb program in conjunction with the United States. And then they had Anthony Blunt and I think a guy named John Carncross. And, of course, this was tied into the Rosenberg, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg and Harry Greenglass spy ring here in the United States, which also stole the secrets of making an atomic bomb and forwarded them to Stalin in Russia. We have a possible situation here in San Francisco with a Iranian lesbian named Motamed, who was put on the jury, the Kangaroo Court jury, back in 1999 to convict illegally a U.S. Navy sailor, Stephen Neri. And through some mysterious employment, she's working at the Livermore Lab, or was, and that's where we have a nuclear activity out there, nuclear program. So nobody's answered this question. What's an Iranian lesbian doing working at an American nuclear program facility? And considering we've had this confrontations and diplomatic problems with Iran since 1979. It's also on this date that the last Shah of Iran fled Iran, Shah Reza Pahlavi, went to Egypt, back to Egypt again. And then we had on this day also, in 1970, the late and unlamented Colonel Muammar Gaddafi became the premier and ruler of Libya. Of course, he was just deposed recently. And this was a case in which I was involved in. BCCI, they had some things here in San Francisco. The members who were involved at that bank pleaded guilty to money laundering. And this is another interesting historical event. In 1786, the Virginia legislature had an ordinance, passed an ordinance of religious freedom, later became the First Amendment to the Constitution, which said nobody could be forced, no man, because women couldn't vote, could be forced to adopt a religion. And I'll get into the Burts in just a minute. Among the birthdays today, we had Henry Halleck, was known as the brains of the Union Army at the beginning of the American Civil War. And if you're using Michelin tires on this day in 1853, Andre Michelin started that tire company. They're making their tires now in Japan. And then this is relevant to today and also has a connection to San Francisco. In 1901, Fulgencio Batista was born, and he later was dictator of Cuba and was forced out by Castro in 1959. Among the people who fled Cuba for one reason or another was the current senator. His family left Cuba. Some controversy, was it before or after Batista was forced out? The junior senator from Florida was born in the United States, but his family's from Cuba. The current district attorney, former police chief of San Francisco and a police chief down in Arizona, Gascon, he came here when his family fled when he was 13 years old. He later served in the U.S. Army, became a sergeant, then went to night law school when he was in the police department in Los Angeles. The woman who started a program to help the gorillas and apes, D.N. Force, Wassey was born today. A guy who was connected to conservative Jewish publications, Norman Port Horence, was born today. And then we had A.J. Foyt, who ran many races at the Indiana 500. I think it was 1961, 64, 67, 70-some, 77, a famous name. And then Alexander Knox, was a Canadian, born in 1907. He starred in the movie Wilson, which was just a premiere just before World War II. It was about Woodrow Wilson, and there was some fiction in it. And he got an Academy Award for that, his portrayal of Woodrow Wilson. Among the deaths today, and this is a book that everybody should read, 1794, Edwin Gibbon, who wrote The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire, died today. We had Hiram Rebels, who was a black. He died today. He was one of the first representatives to be elected after the Civil War. Carol Lombard, in 1942, she died in a plane crash. She was the wife, I think, of Clark Gable. And then we had Arturo Toscanini in 1957, Vernon Duke, actually. And then the guy who started as M in the James Bond films, Bernard Lee, he died today. And then of the other events, Ivan the Terrible crowned himself. The British Parliament passed laws against Catholics, bigots. And in 1776, Congress enacted the free blacks enlistment, were allowed to enlist in the Continental Army. And get this, in 1777, Vermont declared independence from New York. Isn't that interesting? And then in the end of the Civil War, Sherman passed an order that blacks could get land. And then also in 1865, the San Francisco Chronicle was founded by the two Dutch Jews, the De Young brothers. And, of course, the guy who invented the refrigerator railroad car, William Davis, died today. So we're going to end with, I don't know what happened today, but we'll end with our politics and poker. And we'll be back Friday, we'll be back Wednesday with a full program. And I think we goofed today on the timing because we're still having problems with Skype. But anyway, we're going to sign off with politics and poker, and maybe they'll
South Carolina. What do you say, Ben? Want a hand?
No, you guys go ahead. I got too much on my mind to play poker.
King bets.
Cost you five. Tony, up to you.
Okay, Tony, what are you
going
to
do?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Me too. Gentlemen, here we are, and one thing is clear. We gotta pick a candidate for Congress this year. Big ace.
Ace bets.
You'll pay through the nose.
Okay, where do you stand?
I'm in.
So am I.
Likewise.
Here goes.
Possible straight, possible flush, nothing. Gentlemen, how about some names we can use? Some qualified Republican who's willing to lose.
How's about we should make Jack Riley the guy?
Which Riley are you thinking of, Jack B or Jack Y? I say neither one. I never even met him.
I say when you got a pair of Jack, bet up.
Politics and poker, politics and poker, shuffle up and cards and find the joker. He's a game for children, he's a game is rough. Decisions, decisions, like
who to pick,
how to play, not to bet,
when to call up.
All right now, fellas, politics or poker, which is more important?
Paratrace.
Bet 'em.
Little trade, good as gold.
I'll say.
Raise your mind.
I'll fall.
I'm cold.
I'll raise your back.
I think you're bluffing.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'm in.
Gentlemen, knock it off and let's get this done.
Try Michael Fanyashinkovich. I'm certain he'd run.
Mike is out. I'm afraid he just wouldn't sell. Nobody likes a candidate whose name they can't spell.
How about Dave Zimmerman?
Davey's too bright.
What about Walt Gustafson?
Walt died last night.
How about Frank Monahan?
What about George Gale? Frank ain't a citizen and George is in jail.
We could run out Wallenstein.
He's only 23.
What about Ed Peterson?
You idiot! That's me!
Politics and poker! Politics and poker! Play for a pot! That's mediocre! Politics and poker! Rubbing neck and neck! If politics seems more predictable, that's because usually you can stack the
folks. We'll be back Wednesday.